This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
My grandmother became a believer in Jesus Christ as an adult. Some of you came to Christ as an adult. And so you know that it's a little different coming to Christ as an adult than as a child or a teenager. I think there's different issues going on. She had children. She had a family. She worked at a steel mill during World War II, you know, as a lot of women did in Chicago area, at Inland Steel, working to provide steel for our nation during the war. And so it was as an adult that she said, I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and I accept him as the Lord of my life. You need to know that because one of her neighbors was a young man in his 20s by the name of Carl, who was diagnosed with a terminal illness. And the word going around the neighborhood was that Carl didn't have long to live. So my grandmother didn't call the minister of the church. She just took it upon herself. She didn't have to do it, obviously. She said, I'm going to go talk to Carl. So my grandmother took her Bible and she went over to Carl's house and said, Carl, I'm new at this. This is all brand new to me. I just gave my life to Christ recently, but I just want to share some verses out of the scripture. And she shared with him John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. She shared other scriptures that she could think of. And then I thought my grandmother did something interesting. She closed her Bible and said, Carl, that's all I know to share with you. I don't have anything more other than that. And Carl, you can accept what I've just told you and accept Christ, or you can reject it. And I'll always remember my grandmother telling me years after the experience, she said there were tears coming down Carl's face, and he said, Mrs. Starks, I accept it. I accept it. But here's the end of the story. That man, Carl, was dead 3 weeks later. He died of his illness. And I know what some people would say. They would say, well, you know, Carl was terminal and he was probably filled with emotion. And probably knowing Carl in that terminal state, he was just grasping at anything that came along. You could have explained anything to him and he would have accepted it. You can say that all you want. Let me tell you this. We're all terminal. The day you were born, you were declared terminal. The day you were born, you were terminal. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, not twice, not three times or 50 times. It's appointed unto man once to die, and get this, after that, what? The judgment. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after the judgment. I want to tell you what my grandmother did for Carl. She introduced him to the resurrected Christ. My grandmother introduced somebody who was dying, who had 3 weeks to live, who was terminal, who was living on the edge of eternity, and she had an opportunity to introduce him to the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life is really what he said there. The message today is this. What you believe about the resurrection matters because it's the only hope, and I do mean the only hope. Your hope is not in your education. Your hope is not in your career. It's not in your resume. It's not in your bank account. It's not in your 401k or whatever you have. Our hope is in the Lord. Always has been, always will be. And our hope is not only in the Lord. Our hope is in what Jesus Christ accomplished in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Your sins were taken away, and so were mine. Hope was given, not only for tomorrow, but hope for eternity. Same for me. Everything that's connected to the word, a four-letter word, H-O-P-E, is connected with Jesus Christ. Would you go home with that today? Everything connected with hope is connected to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ equals hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.